Easter morning and just try and imagine what was going on. I'm just going to read a bit to you. If you want to close your eyes and sort of try and picture it, then you can do. So I imagine joining the two Marys at the tomb. It's just before dawn, so there's a subtle pink in the sky in the east. The sound of cicadas and the first birds singing. I glance at my two companions, noticing their puffy eyes from crying and a bad night's sleep. We nod nervously at the two Roman guards. The garden is beautiful, even in the half light. Its trees, the scent of flowers and on the dew of the new morning. Suddenly, a rumble, a thunder, everything shakes. Mary shrieks, the soldiers curse, and a dazzling light appears. Squinting in terror at its brightness, I make out a shadow of a person within its light. They're pushing that massive boulder aside, while the guards lie motionless, unconscious, or pretending to be so. The angel hops onto a rock, and I notice light dancing inside the tomb. And the angel looks at me, smiles at me, and says in the loudest whisper I have ever heard, "Don't be afraid." As we've heard in the readings and from that little bit, the impossible happened on Easter morning. That massive stone that had been rolled in front of Jesus' tomb had been moved away from the entrance. Inside the tomb where Jesus' body has been, there was no sign of it. All that was left were the grave clothes. The two Marys had come back to the tomb just to ponder on the place where Jesus was buried. People often do that, don't they? Helps them to remember the person that has died. And in that part of the world, stones get put in front of tombs to keep the living from the dead and the dead from the living. And on this occasion, they didn't just put a stone between the body of Jesus and us. They also put a human guard, the soldiers. However, it didn't do any good. The angel comes and moves the stone. But something to notice and something that I hadn't really thought of was that the angel doesn't move the stone to let Jesus out. Jesus has already been raised. The angel moves the stone so that the world can see that Jesus is no longer there. He moves the stone so that when he tells them Jesus is risen, they can go into the tomb and see that he's not there. What was meant to be a barrier becomes an entrance. So, as you hold your stone now, remember that stone that covered the tomb of Jesus. It was a stone that was meant to tell us that Jesus is dead. A stone to keep Jesus a long way away. But it has now become a stone on which an angel sits and tells us that Christ is risen. Not only was the tomb empty, but Jesus was walking around meeting Mary and later his disciples. 2 days after being dead and buried, Jesus had risen from the dead. And over the course of the next 40 days, we read that over 500 people saw him in his new resurrection body. So that's one thing that we can use our stone for. And I want to suggest another thing. If we go forward a few months in the story, Peter prays for a lame man, and that lame man was healed. The authorities weren't very happy, were a little concerned. So they arrested Peter and they said to him, "How's this happened? How is this man walking again?" And Peter replies, and we can read his reply in Acts 4, verse 10. "Let it be known to all of you, by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, by him this man is standing before you well." This Jesus is the stone that was rejected by you, the builders. This stone has become the cornerstone. So your stone also reminds you that Jesus is the stone, the foundation on who we build our lives. And the women were the first people to do this. The women that the angel spoke to, they were the first apostles. They were the first people that went to tell people about Jesus. They were given the task to go, to do, by the angel. He says, the angel tells them to go and tell Jesus' followers that he's alive and that they're to go to Galilee where they'll meet Jesus. It's an amazing message. Jesus is alive and we can meet him. There is somebody who is bigger than death. But it's also a bit of a scary message. The women think, what will people say when we tell them that the tomb is empty and that Jesus is alive? They won't believe us. They'll tell us we're mad. And what if Jesus doesn't turn up when we get to Galilee? What do we look like then? The women do go, though. However, they haven't yet met the risen Jesus. All they have to go on is an empty tomb and an angel, a messenger of God. But as they step out in faith, as they take those first steps to go and tell the disciples, Jesus meets them. He comes to them and meets them. And it's when we begin to build our life on that foundation of the risen Jesus, when we begin to do what he wants us to do, that we begin to meet with the risen Jesus. And our life becomes both joyful and maybe a little bit scary. And if we're going to build our lives on anything, then we need it to be something that is solid and reliable. We're a community of people who are not seeking to imitate the dead Jesus, but who are learning to build our lives on the risen Jesus. Some people think the Easter story is a good story, but it's not true. Some people hope that it is true. But as a church community, we're not people who just hope it's true. We're people that live our lives on the rock, on the foundation of the risen Lord. And when we come together, we meet with the risen Jesus. And when we do that, life does become full of joy. and if we're faithful to what Jesus asks us to do. Maybe a little bit scary. Rocks and stones have a lot of occurrences and meanings throughout the Bible. But my prayer this morning is that when you take your stone home, which I would like you to do, you use it to remind you of two things. Firstly, of the stone that was in front of the tomb but was rolled away and tells us that Jesus is not there. And it might just remind us of the angels sat on that stone telling us that Jesus is risen. And secondly, that stone is to remind us of the rock on whom we build our lives. And we hear that angel say, "Don't be afraid." Let's pray.